Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you so much for stopping by. I've saved a chair at the table for you. Pull it up, sit down, spend some time with me. I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes, and I hope you can be here for the entire show as well. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter. You know, we're progressing through the Easter Sunday, the Easter season. There are seven Sundays of Easter. We're in the fifth one right now. We're going to look at a new commandment. According to Jesus, I give you a new commandment. When we hear this, and we're going to really see this in the gospel, as we take a closer look at the gospel, the question might arise, this is a new commandment? I thought we knew this already. But, you know, it's just, I really believe that if we just take a minute and look at the words of Jesus, we are going to see something new about this. And I'm going to give you a little insight. It's not an easy commandment. It's not an easy commandment. So we'll talk about the difficulty of this new commandment. You probably already know what it is, but just pretend you're surprised to make me feel better when I tell it to you. But we're also going to talk about how is it that I can live out this new and difficult, challenging commandment given to us by our Lord. If he has given us a commandment and is commanding us to do something, we know that somehow it must be possible to do, and it is. He's going to give us the help that we need so that we could live out this new commandment. So we will talk more about it, so just settle in, relax, make yourself at home, and we're going to start, as we do each week on the program, in prayer. I'm going to direct my prayer, or our prayer. I'll lead. If you could just follow along, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to direct my prayer, our prayer, to Jesus. Since he's going to be giving us this new commandment in the gospel, let's talk directly to him today. Okay, you ready to do it? All right, let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, it is such a blessing, such a privilege to be able to have this conversation with you, to be able to turn to you in prayer, to grow closer to you, because, Lord, we know that every time we pray, the object of our prayer is to be united with you. So we do that now. We turn to you, Lord. We seek to know you better. We seek to love you better. We seek to serve you better. Lord Jesus, we also thank you. We thank you for creating us. We thank you for allowing us to have these discussions with you. We thank you, Lord, for coming into our world, for suffering, for dying, and rising from the dead, so that we could be able one day to live with you forever in heaven. We're really grateful for that, Lord. We ask you to continue to give us the grace we need to remain free from sin and to be able to deal with any challenge that may come up in life. Lord, we know you're going to be giving us a new commandment in the gospel today. And we pray for a special awakening of the Holy Spirit in us to really appreciate what you have to say through your words in the gospel. We pray that the Holy Spirit will open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to your words and be willing to put them into practice. Lord, finally, I ask you to give me the message today. I'm going to be depending on Scripture, where we know that you are speaking to us. But I want to make sure that I elaborate and deliver the proper message that you want me to deliver. So I place myself at your service. I ask you to use me as your instrument. And for all these things, Lord, I ask in your name, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you again for praying with me. We're going to talk this week about the readings, the Mass readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter. You're going to see this new commandment, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me to be able to deliver the best possible message. You know, the great thing about Scripture is that the Lord speaks to us. We believe as Christians that all Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So even though the Scripture was written by a number of different human writers, we believe that through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the writers wrote what the Lord wanted us to understand and to hear. The challenge is for us how we respond to these Scriptures. How do we respond to this revelation of the Lord? And that's really the test of are we being led by the Holy Spirit? Is our life changing in some way? If we just hear what the Lord has to say in Scripture and don't do anything, don't respond in any way, then we're really missing the point. So today there's going to be a challenge issued, and we are called to respond. But that's something only you and I can do on our own. The Lord won't do that for us. He can't do that for us because he has given us free will. He wants us to choose to freely respond to what he has to say in our readings today. Just a couple of notes, if I could. If you want to get in touch with me, find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Booking talks for later this year, early next year, Lent of 2023. If you want to bring me in to speak, to maybe lead a Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission, or give a talk or a retreat, now's a good time to do it. All you need to do is go right to followingthetruth.com, and you can contact me through the contact page on the website. You can also email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. While you're at it, I would encourage you, if you're interested, to pick up a copy of my latest book, Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. You know, I talked a few minutes ago about this idea of responding to the Lord's words. This book is based on that. It's a detailed look at the two storms at sea documented in the Gospels. And Jesus has said many times throughout the New Testament, be not afraid. He wants us to trust him. Be not afraid. In this world, you're going to have problems, but I'm bigger than the world. That's the message in John 16:33. And he's constantly trying to get us to trust in him. But that's not something, because of free will, that he can do for us. Remember, we were created with free will, and that was God's choice. So therefore, we are called to respond. Jesus is saying, trust me, don't be afraid. Now that response is ours. So that's why the subtitle of the book, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. I think that's an important message, and I'm really excited to be able to get that message out there, because we have the ultimate choice. Am I going to trust or not? Am I going to listen to the Lord or not? So if you are dealing with some sort of fear or storms in your life, I believe this book will give you hope and it'll inspire you. Let go of your fear. The easiest way to pick up a copy is go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, or you could really get it anywhere online from any online bookseller. So just and if you're interested in finding out more, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Also, I always like to mention, if you would like to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, you can also do that at followingthetruth.com. Don't forget, I do a daily podcast in addition to this weekly show, Monday through Friday. It's called Following the Truth. You can find out more about it at followingthetruth.com. Okay, that's the business. Gary's going to take a sip of his water, so I'll be with you in 1 second. Actually, that was about 2 seconds. But anyway, I'm ready to go. Let's look at these Mass readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter, as I always do. I'm going to lead off with the Gospel. We're going to hear this new commandment. Now, as I read this Gospel, it's a short one today, John 13, it's only a few verses. begins in verse 31. I want you to picture Jesus speaking to you, because he's going to say some things, and he's going to really say something important that each one of us need to hear today. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, now this is just prior to him, to his suffering and death on the cross. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. So the Lord is getting ready to depart, to suffer and to die on the cross. And he wants to make sure that he leaves his followers, and that's you and me, with a message. My children, I will only be with you a little while longer. Here we go. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. One of the most difficult of all the commandments, I think. And you might ask the question, why is that new? Well, let me keep reading. Love one another. Jesus went on to say, as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. There is so much in these words of Jesus. Love one another. We have heard this so many times, haven't we? The danger in hearing it over and over again, and in it being such a simple message, love one another, a new commandment. What's the danger? The danger is we're going to ignore it or say, I already know that. Tell me something I don't know, right? It's too simple. Love one another. But listen to what he says. Remember, he said this is a new commandment. Love one another. Okay, what's new about that? He goes on, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. That's what makes it new. This is God becoming flesh, Jesus Christ, telling you and me, as I have loved you, love one another. He created us. He came to earth to suffer for us. Now remember, he didn't have to do that. He did it out of love. He did it because we needed him. He came to earth. He was rejected. He suffered both physically and emotionally out of love for you and me. And he died on the cross. The pain, the agony involved in that is an example, is the proof of his love for you and me. He gave up his life so that you and I could live forever in heaven. There is no way we could have been able to enter heaven because of original sin without the Lord's sacrifice on Calvary. Love one another as I have loved you. He suffered. He died out of love for us. That is difficult, isn't it? So what is he saying? Love one another as I love you. He gave up his life for us. Is he saying that we should do the same? He is. Not necessarily die on a cross, not necessarily be martyred, but giving up your life for Jesus, to follow him so that you could love other people. In other words, put other people first. Put other people first. Do what's best for them. That is an incredibly difficult commandment. It's hard. Why? Because people can be so annoying, and sometimes they don't appreciate what we do for them. It's not easy to love them. Remember, love is not a feeling. Love is a conscious choice. It's a decision. Love means to say and do what's good for somebody else. That's tough. Because I can be so selfish. It's hard for me. There are times when there are dishes that need to be done in the house. And this is such a minor example, but it shows what a weakling I can be, how self-centered I can be. And my wife might be doing something else. And I sit down after dinner and I don't feel like doing the dishes. Maybe my kids are my one daughter is working. My other daughter is doing some kind of work. And Maybe I'm the only guy that can do it. But I don't want to get up from the chair. Sometimes, I can't say all the time, but sometimes I try to remember, I'm doing this in response to what Jesus said. I'm going to get up and be tired and be uncomfortable and do the dishes. Again, I know it's not a big deal, but at the time it seems like it. Out of love for Jesus, I'm loving my wife and doing something to help her. And she does the same thing for me. And our daughters do the same thing for each one of us and for one another. That's what it means to put yourself second and do something out of love for someone else. And ultimately, you are loving Jesus. You're loving him as he loved you. How? By giving up your life. By saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to put you first. And what does he say? Love one another. Okay, Jesus said it. Right? And that's how we often put him first, by loving one another, even when we don't feel like it. And obviously, you do get the rejection. You do get the lack of appreciation sometimes. And that's one of the challenges that we face. That's one of the challenges that we each face. Do we want to love one another like Jesus loved us? Even though he was rejected, he did what was right. Are we willing to do the same thing? A new commandment given to us by Jesus to not just love others when we feel like it or when they love us back, to love one another as I have loved you. And again, this is not an easy thing to do. And that's why Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit. Because through the Holy Spirit, and the love poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we can love others as Jesus loved them. And it really involves our hearts, our minds, our words, our actions. It's not just muttering under our breath and doing something for somebody. I mean, technically, it is possible to love somebody even though you want nothing to do with them. But really, that's not the kind of love Jesus is talking about. And love resides in the will. So sometimes you've got to separate the feelings from the action and the desire and that dedication in your mind, that decision, that choice to say, I might not feel like it, but I will to love this person. So that's where the inner love comes from. Not necessarily the feeling, but the desire. I am choosing to love this person, therefore I'm going to pray for this person. I'm going to do something nice for this person. I'm not going to yell at this person, even though I don't want to. So it's that internal and external combination. The internal, not necessarily feelings, but that determination, that desire to love that person, to do what's good for them. It's challenging, but the Holy Spirit can help us with that. We're not going to be able to do it on our own. Eventually, you'll get to the point where, especially if somebody's not being nice to you in return, you're not going to be able to follow through and truly love that person. Let's look at the first reading. Again, we're going to see this continuation of the Acts of the Apostles. We see this throughout the Easter season. And what this is an example of how the early church grew. And how the early Christians truly loved one another and how the gospel spread. Acts chapter 14, verse 21 through 27, after Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." You know, this reminder that this life is not heaven, and there are going to be hardships. We may not suffer from violent religious persecution, specifically in the United States. However, there are countries where religious persecution is a real thing. But we suffer different forms of persecution. Oftentimes it's verbal persecution, you know, and on so many different levels. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And that's what you and I have to remember. Jesus gave us a commandment to love one another as I have loved you. What's one of the hardships? One of the hardships is loving people who are nasty to us, loving people who we don't really feel like they deserve to be loved. It's necessary to enter, to endure or undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, it is possible to love those who are very difficult to love. Back to the reading, they appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. So we see an example of the early church growing. We see Paul and Barnabas going out there despite hardships, despite some degree of suffering, despite being rejected, proclaiming the good news, following the Lord's command to love one another. This is all part of it. Love one another as I have loved you. They're suffering, they're going through difficulties in order to proclaim the good news. And the good news is what the people need, leading souls to Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what it's all about, even though it's difficult. But this is all part of that command to love one another. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. You know, one of the things to remember is if we are going to proclaim Jesus Christ as our King, which we're called to do as Christians, it means we need to listen to him. It goes back to that command, right? Love one another. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. Remember, love one another as I have loved you. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. That's how we're supposed to love others. And I know it's not easy, but that's why we have the help of the Holy Spirit. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Let them make known your might to the children of Adam and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. And in order to spread the good news, which you and I are called to do as followers, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we're called to do it. In order to do that, what do we need to do? We need to love those around us. But remember, it's not a feeling. The very act of deciding to love somebody, even if they're not, in your mind, worthy of that love. And of course they are, but sometimes we feel that they're not. They don't deserve it. They didn't treat me nice. The very act of choosing to love that person is both an act of the will and it's a behavior. So it's an internal and an external act. We want to make sure that when we love people, we are determined and we can put the feelings aside. This is not a matter of feelings. I keep saying that, but it's really important that we get that. It's not a matter of feelings, but it is a matter of the will. I don't like this person, but because Jesus told me to love them, I choose to love them by praying for them, by being nice to them, by not yelling at them, by doing a nice act for them. Sometimes we don't have the ability to do something in person for somebody, but we could certainly pray for them. It's the best thing we could do for them, to pray, to ask the Lord to bless them, or, you know, that maybe there's something will turn around in their life. Maybe they're struggling with something. The second reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. Then I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, And there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. The one who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. So, you know, we have a vision of this new kingdom inaugurated by Jesus Christ. He came to earth to reveal the Father, to give a face to an invisible God. And now that we have Jesus, we have his teaching, we see his example, we have a church that he established. You know, in that first reading, the church was still in the process of growing, of being established. The church has been established all around the world now. So we have plenty of guidance through Scripture, through the church, through the sacraments, where the Lord helps us to love as he is calling us to love. And that is not difficult. I mean, that is not easy for us, but he gave us the Holy Spirit in order to help us love one another. And as we hear this in the second reading, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Maybe we can do that in some way for somebody else. Maybe there's something we can do if they're sad, to take away some of their sadness. That's what it means to love others as I have loved you. Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. This is the thing. Jesus came to our world because he wanted to be so close to us. So yes, it is challenging to love one another as I have loved you, the command of Jesus, the new commandment. But that's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. So I'd recommend at the beginning of every day and several times throughout the day, pray that prayer that I've told you so many times about. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, help me to love as Jesus loved. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, it is going to be possible. Still challenging because we have this pride, this tendency to go against the Holy Spirit sometimes, but it is possible. Hey, if you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. It's such a pleasure to be able to be with you each week. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to all the stations who air this program. I'm grateful to all the podcasting services who make it available as a podcast. I could use some donations if you'd like to help fund my full-time ministry. Really, I could use some help, especially heading into the summer months. It's a dry period for those who are in ministry. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and click on donate, and then you can make a secure donation through PayPal. You can either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. I'd really appreciate it. I don't want to overdo it, and I don't like to beg, I mean, but I really need your help. So I'm really depending on you. And that's one of the ways that you get to evangelize through me, through this show, through my ministry, because I can't do it without your help. So if you'd like to help me out, if you'd like to continue to help me to share the gospel and give hope to the hopeless, followingthetruth.com is the place to go, and you just click on donate and set it up. I am incredibly grateful both for your prayers and your donations. If there's anything I can ever do for you, please let me know. I hope you have a fantastic week. God willing, I look forward to joining you again next week right here on The Gary Zimak Show. God bless you. Talk to you next time.